Okay, good morning. We're starting on Daf Samach at the bottom, right at the bottom, the last line at the bottom. A quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Simaneha of lo nemru." Okay, so you all saw that. That was a Mishnah on Nun Tet, I think it was, eh? On Daf Nun Tet. It's got an extra finger or a zefek and the gizzard, the korbano, niklaf tahor, it's got a skin laying over its stomach, right? If it can be peeled off easily, it is tahor. So that's what the Mishnah says. Can this shears be broadcast from Hendon, London? So I hope that it is clear. Alright. So now the Mishnah says, so that's what the Mishnah says, right? The Mishnah says, Simanei of lo nemru, that the simanim of the of weren't given in the Torah. So the Gemara says, velo, and it weren't, va'atanya. And we bring a brighter. Sorry. I'm confused here. Va'atanya, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, right? It says, "Ve'et eile teshaktsu min ha'of lo ye'achlu, sheketzeim et ha'nesher ve'et ha'peres ve'et ha'ozniyah." From a pasukim vayikra. Right? So it says, how can you say that the simanim aren't in the Torah? Quotes a pasuk, the nesher, peres, and ozniyah. And it says, nesher is mentioned in the Torah. Ma nesher moyuchad. And now the Gebraiter learns like this. Ma nesher, what's special about the nesher moyuchad? She'eino etzbiyateira v'zefik v'en korka b'noni klafedores v'ochel tamei. He says they've got simanim in the nesher, right? The vulture, right? So the vulture on the one hand, it hasn't got this extra finger, right? It hasn't got a zefik, this gizzard, this area stores its food. And korka b'noni klaf, that skinny part of the stomach doesn't peel off very easily, v'dores, right? And it attacks its food. Remember, we saw Dores. There were a couple of explanations on what Dores was. Remember that? You saw it on Friday, right? Dores could either be that it ate it alive or that it ate it or it grabbed it in its hands or a whole lot of explanation what Dores was, right? V'ochel tamei, right? And it eats like all tamei stuff, right? It's with Dores v'ochel tamei. It all goes together, right? So therefore, I've called Koyotsebo Tamei. All things that are similar to this Nesher are Tamei. And it's in the Nesher mentioned in the Torah, so therefore it's mentioned in the Torah. Now the Brighter carries on. Before we get to the other side of the Brighter, let's just quickly look at the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it's an important Rashi. Nesher, the Rashi like this, Nesher Huskar B'Tmeim, right? It's mentioned in the list of the Treif animals. V'danin binyan av, we can learn a binyan av. Remember, binyan av is when we take a principle or something that applies to the one and we extrapolate it to the others. Right? Dema nesher miyuchad. What's special about a nesher? De'ein lo echad mikol ha'simanim alalu v'tamei. It hasn't got any of those simanim, which is like in the Mishnah, right? It hasn't got an extra finger. It hasn't got a zefek. It's niklaf. The skin isn't easily niklaf. Right? And the Mishnah said there, Anuntet. Alright, so we said there, Kolofa Dores Tamei, Kol Shiesh to Espera Zefe Koroni Klaf. Tahor, I'm trying to think, what's the fourth Siman? Oh, it doesn't Dores, right? So it's got this extra finger, it's got this, the Zekef. The skin is easily peeled off on the kurkaban, and it doesn't dores. Okay, that's it, and dores, right? So kol she'ein echad mikol ha'simanim min neshehu v'tamei. That's what she says, right? Any bird that doesn't have any of these simanim is a nesher. Now this is very important to understand the subtlety over here. Is a nesher, not a treif bird, is a nesher. Aval of, but a bird. Sheyeshbo echad mikol elu tahor. Any bird which has one of these simanim, even just one, not all four, is already a kosher bird. V'chol shekein shnayim o shlosha o kulam. And how much more so if it's got two simanim or three simanim or four simanim? right? Other than, now here Rashi comes very important. Chutz mi ofot mefurshim b'parsha. In the parsha there, in Vayikra, it lists 24 birds, which are treifas. Right? Shegzera katuvu. Sh'af bi sh'yesh pa'in siman tahara. Right? Says him in the ofot. Shegzera katuvu. Sh'af bi sh'yesh pa'in simanim tahara. Sorry. Keda aman akaman t'mayim. Even though it might, the list of birds there, that might have kosher simanim, one of these four kosher simanim. Remember Rashi said that from here we learn like the nesher. Anything that hasn't got any of these simanim is a nesher, or similar to a nesher. Anything that has even one of these simanim is a kosher bird. Other than that list that I mentioned there, v'hai af lo marbe. Now when the bright over here says, where we just said, shkol she'en lo etzpe etayra zefek, v'enkor yuklaf v'dores v'chil tamei, af kol chayotze bon tamei. It says that af lo marbi isn't coming to include other than elamin nesher, another type of a nesher. The ain of tamei ba'olam, there are no birds in the world that are treif other than elakaf da'amurim kan, the ones 24 listed. We'll see in 2 days' time on Tuesday. Lefichach manea katuv b'tmei, they call tmei. Ubehenat kaf dalit, and these 24 which are listed in the Torah, which even though they've got simanim or treifas. Aminan de itbehu bechulu simane tahara chutz min ha-nesher. So we'll see even the Osnia and the Peres. We'll see in a second. We're going to discuss it. Even the Osnia and the Peres have got simane tahara. The only bird in the Torah that hasn't got simane tahara at all, any of the four simane tahara, is the nesher. So therefore, any bird which has got no siman whatsoever is a nesher. If it's not a nesher, it's similar to a nesher. For halachic purposes, it's called a nesher. That's a very subtle difference. It's not called a treifa, it's called a nesher. Because any of the other 24 birds that are treifas have got one of these four simanim. But it's a gerah katuf. The only bird in the world in the Torah that hasn't got any simanim is the nesher. Now the brayta carries on. Avchol choyotze bo tamei. So, and then the brayta carries on and says, on the other hand, the kosher birds, torin, sheyesh lahen etzba yeteira, v'zefek, v'kurkaban, niklaf, v'ein dorsin, v'ochlin tohorin. The tor, right, which we bring for korbanot, right, this turtle dove, they've got all this simanim. It's got an etzbe yatera, extra finger. It's got the zefek, the stores of food. It's got the kurkaban, niklaf, right, v'ein dorsin, v'ochlin tohorin. And they don't dores, and they eat tohorin. Right, af chol chayotze v'ein tohorin. Now, we'll read the brighter again, but I'm reading the brighter in its parts for a reason. Look at Rashi, yeah? Torim, manea katuv l'tahara. It's considered one of the tahara birds, the kosher birds. Umehena ta'dan binyan avi chulan. And on the other hand, just like the nesher has got nothing, the Torah has got all four simani. And Rashi says it's a binyan av to all the other birds. V'af agav de kasha. Now we've got a problem. So now let's read it again in its entirety, the brighter. We said like this. We said that the simani ha'of lo nemru, that the simani weren't mentioned in the Torah. The Gemara said, not, we've got a brighter. Oh, we've got the nesher. What's miyucha? It's got no simani. So therefore, it's a binyan av to all birds with no simani. On the other hand, we've got the Torah, which has got all the simani. Now in the nesher, Rashi said there. The Torah has all the simani. And the nesher has got no simanim.
Why? It doesn't have the extra. So it doesn't.
It does. Of course, look. Okay. Torin, other way around. Right. The Torin has everything. Sorry? Right. The Torin is a turtle dove. It's not a dores. Right. So it's got all the four kosher simanim. It's got the extra finger. It's got the zefek. It's got the korkabani's niklaf, the skin's peeled very easily, and it doesn't dores in ochel tori. But what's the stereo here? This is Rashi's point. We learned in the nesher, in the ratio of the brayta, that the nesher has got no simanim, and therefore a binyan av to all birds who've got no simanim or a nesher. However, if a bird has one siman, not all four, even just one of these four simanim, either a zefek, or an extra finger, or the korkabani's niklaf, or isn't dores in ochel tahor, and it isn't one of the 24 birds listed, it's kosher. On the other hand, the Torah has got all four simanim. So we could have a binyan av, on the contrary, that a kosher bird should have all four simanim like a Torah. That's what Rashi is going to say now. Look at Rashi now. V'af al gav de kashia sefer de reisha. You know, there seems to be a steer between the sefer and the reisha, because the reisha machsher afilu b'chad siman. In the way we learned the nesher, the outcome of the nesher was that the nesher's got no simanim, and that's the binyan av, the quintessential example for a treifa. But if it had only one siman, would be kosher. The sefer, with regard to the Torah, lo machsher ad ikakulu. It's only kosher when it's got all of them, all four simanim. So she says, don't worry, because the reisha is dafka, the sefer lekamvashla. We'll see that. The reisha was dafka. That's what's important. The real ikar halocha is at least one of these four simanim, any four simanim, either an extra finger, or it isn't dores, or and it's tamay, or it's got a zekef, or it's got a kookaburra, it would be a kosher bird. But just wait, chaval ulaj, potei namshich, akol itbaher. Okay, it's a short daf, and really, once you get this basic piece now, we'll see everything will fall into place. So that's the Gemara's question, right? So that's the Gemara's question. V'hatanya, hakish the nesher, that there's no simanim in the Torah for treif birds. There's the nesher, the avtipos of the nesher. So now the Amar Abaye, lo ne'emar perushan. Midivre Torah ele midivre sofrin. That's his answer. He says no. He says when the Mishnah said that's not from the Torah, didn't mean that there isn't a bird in the Torah which we can learn av tipus from, a binyan av from, like the nesher. Agreed. Obviously the nesher is in the Torah, but the explanations, right? The whole perush. Look at Rashi there. Lo nitparshu hasimanim mamash b'Torah, says Rashi. They aren't really explaining the Torah. Ele midemana Torah. Torin b'torin, when the Torah called the Torin a Torah, turtle dove a Torah bird, and included in the list of kosher birds, v'hane itne hubahu, right, and it's got these simanim, umana nesher b'tmein, accounted the nesher in the tmein, urba arba siman lalu hein chalukin, and we see the total distinction, the difference between the Torah and the nesher. The nesher's got nothing, and the Torah's got all four, shma mina. Hein simane tara. There we can understand the Torah calls a nesher a treifa, a tamei, and a torin a kakshaira. The complete difference between the nesher and the Torah, that's what a treifa, and that's what a Torah. Siman of all the torin, all the four simanim, and the siman of all the nesher has got zero simanim. That's the two that is mentioned in the Torah, but without the chachamim, the divrei sofrim, wouldn't have really understood all of them. So that's the Gemara's question. Now that we've got this nesher with nothing, and the Torah with everything, the Gemara now says like this. Tani Rabbi Chia, Of haba b'siman echa tahor. We see here now, this is what Rashi was alluding to, right? That if you've got a bird, it has only even one siman, it's tahor. Why? Lefisha ein domen nesher. Because not like a nesher. Why? Nesher delayt lei klal. Hu delo tichu. That you can't eat. It's got zero simanim. Therefore, we see even with one siman, it's really good enough. Because what's the Torah's example of av tipus of a tmeya? A nesher. And a nesher's got zero simanim. So even another bird with one siman will already be kosher. Look at Rashi over here. Of haba lefnenu b'siman echad. Shel tahara. Right? If it's got one siman, tahor. How much more so? It's got two or three simanim. Actually, what's the only condition? Sheakirbo. We have to know that this bird is not she'ein no me'eshrim v'arba aktuvim. There are 24 birds that have got simanim of kashrut, but yet they exer akatuv they tame. So as long as we know this bird in front of us is not one of those 24, if it has only one of these four simanim, it's a kosher bird according to that. That is what Reb Chia wants to say. So now, the Gemara says over here, "Veleilaf mitorin." Why don't we, on the contrary, why don't we be machmir like a torin from the torin and say, "Ma torin de ikakulu arba afachinami ad de ikakulu arba." On the contrary, say no. Say we need all four simanim. Our tipus for a kosher bird is a torin, and a torin is all four. So therefore, we can't eat until we've got all four. If we have to have all four simanim, then what did the Torah basically bother writing all the other birds for? Because these 24 birds, we'll see in a second, none of them have all four simanim. They've all got three, most of them got three simanim, and there are a couple of birds with two simanim, and one or two birds with one siman. Or one bird with two simanim, which is orev, and then the parents of Osnia each have one siman. So if we have to have all four simanim, then what do you need this list of birds for? That's a good question. V'neilaf minayu. Rabbi could learn from them. My hatam klata below achil achlinan. There they've got three simanim. I've called klata below nechul. If any bird's got three, we shouldn't eat. V'choshech and trei v'chalim. It's more so if it's only got one, two simanim or one siman. Look at Rashi quick. Rashi puts it into context. Shar of for temay namadi. The very first word on the Rashi. The chadvinu v'havud list. We list v'haleit chad b'bahu delevu be'kulei arba simanim. Because we know none of those birds have got all four of the simanim. Of 20 of the birds listed there, Ika Gimel Simani. They've got three Simani. Right? Uba Orev, the crow, has got train, got two Simani. Uba Peres, Uba Osnia, and the Peres and Osnia, Chadchad, each got one Siman. So if we're going to say that the Torah is what we need to learn from, then why is the Torah writing all these 24 Simani, wasting our time? Well, not necessary. We could have learned there that unless we got all four, We can't learn it. The Gemara says, "Ma hatam tlata v'lo achlina nafkot al v'chena." Chodshekai t'vchad. Right. The Gemara says, "Im ken, if that was the case, then orev the chata rachman li rameli. Then how much more so if it was that we don't have any four, and even three wouldn't be good enough? Then why write the orev? The orev's got two, right? Hash to eat like tlata lo achlina. If we haven't got three, we don't eat it." To eat that tray, me buy it. We thought it's just two. So the Gemara is now starting to challenge the whole concept of do we need this Torah as the Avtipus, and therefore anything hasn't got four we don't need. The Gemara starts by saying that there are 24 birds, right? 20 of them have three simanim, one has two simanim, and two have one siman. If the 20 that have only got three simanim aren't kosher, then why do the Orem, why do the principles niyat? So obviously there's a reason why they're written there, can't be for that. Because they're a kosher can, we can't eat them. We can't eat the other 20 with three simanim. The Gemara says, "Veleilef mi orev." Learn from the orev. Maybe we could have learned. So you know what? So maybe we could have learned just from the orev. So the Gemara says, "You're right. We never needed the orev." So the Gemara wants to say, "Why do we have the orev and its parents?" Because you know what? Actually, we need the orev to learn from the orev. Veleilef mi orev. Mahatam treilo. I've called treilo. The Gemara says, "You know what? Learn there that you have to have at least two simanim. And that we learn from the orev. The orev hasn't got two simanim. Has got two simanim. We can't eat it. It's not even good enough two simanim. What's it? What do you do? I've called Trelo. Right? So it came. So then the Gemara says, why do we have the present laws? Yeah. So then why do we have that? If you're going to tell me from the orev, we can really learn that even with two, we can't eat them. Then obviously, if we got two, we can't eat. With one, we definitely can't eat. Right? We try to understand why did the Borah with Torah bother to write all these birds down if we could have eventually learned all the Simanei Trefa from these birds. Right? Why don't they have them all? The first 20 have got only three Simanim. If you can't eat the Orev, which has two Simanim, you definitely can't eat the 20, which have got three Simanim. And the Gemara is saying, and then if you can't eat from the... why don't they write down the birds with the one Siman? So now the Gemara, there's Rashi's, yeah. You know what? Let's read this Rashi over here as well. No, we're getting, it's not Rashi yet, we'll get it in a second. So Gemara says, trailer, I've called trailer. Gemara says, Imkain, if that's, okay. So that we understand now that we could have learned from the Orev, but Imkain, Perez, Vosnia, Dekat, Rechman, Lamini. Why did Torah write the Perez and Vosnia? Because if you're telling me we could learn from the Orev with two, then they've only got one. What do we have to do for Hashtag, Itle, trailer, Achrinan? From the Orev, we've got two Simani, we can't eat. The Itle, Chadmi, Bayim, from only one Simani, we need it. So Gemara says, you know what? We actually do need the Perez, Vosnia. The Nigma, Perez, Vosnia. We should learn from the Perez, Vosnia. What's the prayers was now? They've got one siman. Right? The Gemara says, wait a second. If we're learning from the prayers and those now, we're going round circle to why we got the nesher. If we learned from the prayers was now, so imkay nesher, so why did the Torah write the nesher? Hashta the itle chad lo achlinan, we've only got one siman of kosher of tahara and like the prayers and those now, each have one siman, the late klal mibai. And you can't eat those. The nesher that's got zero simanim. Do we have to even write it at all? Right? So look at Rashi quickly. If you're confused why the Gemara is bringing all of these things like I am. Look at Rashi. The imkain de bosnia be'ina nemela. Lamri de katav nesher. Why did we write the nesher? Elamide katve. Since we wrote the nesher, Shmamina lo teilaf mi osnia b'shar ofotav im siman echad. You can't learn anything from the birds that have only got one siman. She'enan min peres v'osnia tahor de minesher teilaf de leit leiklal otecho ha'it lechad achol. That's the Gemara's question. If only one, if they got zero, we can't eat. We need to learn a bird with one siman. The kolchach and train, how much more so with two, with latte and three, right? Chut v'osnia peres de lo tachshinu b'chad. Except for the peres, which wasn't kosher with one, for orev nami, the Gemara says the orev afagav to eat by etrei lo teichel. You can't eat the like a summary of this quickly. You can't eat the orev either. Ushar of whatever for Hashem, all the other birds that are mentioned, afagav to eat lo tlata, you can't eat them. Tlachi piret behukra mishum to eat dumineshe de teira, right? So tlachi piret behukra mishum to eat dumineshe de teira. Right? Why we need all these mentioned? We learn from the nesher. The nesher's got zero simanim, and that's a treifa. So therefore, any bird with even one siman could be kosher. In fact, the Gemara is asking over here, what do we need all these things for? The Gemara basically backs down and says, you're right. Ella, right? So Ella Nesher that Laklahud Lutikhahadit Gemara says, Ve'ela Taima de Katrachma Nesher, Hai Lav Hachi. So Gemara says, now it gets a little bit trickier, right? We throw in a bit of Lomdas over here. So now, the fact that the Gemara wrote the Nesher, right? Had to write the Nesher. Basically, if we sum up for 1 second, look at me for half a second. We basically just gone through a process now where we're saying we've got these 24 birds, 20 of them have got three simanim, one's got two simanim, two have got one siman, and the nesher's got nothing. That's an extra bird. So really, if we want to learn that we needed all four simanim, our original question on the Torah was that we should have to have all four simanim, then what do we need to list the birds for? Right? So maybe we need to list the birds, because we need to learn one by one. Eventually, we come down to the bottom where we could have, if we are relying on simanim, so then we could have, just once you just plug this in, yeah. This is going to, battery's going to die in a second. All right. If we're going to want to learn from Simanim, so then really the Nesher would have been the ideal one to teach us, because the Nesher has got zero Simanim, and that's what's strife. And any one Simanim would have been kosher, and we never have all this whole list. What were the birds written for? Now the Gemara says like this. Now, by the time of the Karachman Nesher, why was the Nesher written? Ha lav hachi, when the prayers of Ozniya, we learn from the prayers of Ozniya, which is only one siman. And what's the problem with learning from prayers of Ozniya? Havalai prayers of Ozniya, shnei ketuvim haba'in ke'echad. The prayers of Ozniya mentioned basically it's two ketuvim, the prayers and the Ozniya. They both only have one siman. So it's two psukim about one siman that are repeating itself. And what's the klal? Ushnei ketuvim haba'in ke'echad and melamdin. We wouldn't have been able to learn from prayers of Ozniya if we never had the Nesher. Because it would have been a shnei ketuvim haba'in ke'echad and melamdin. And therefore we would have said, those are unique in and only of itself. And we can't learn anything else from it. So that's what Torah mentioned. Now we're going in the other direction. You with me? We came like around on the one hand trying to say we don't need them. Now we're saying, well, we do need them. Is it clear? Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Gemir. We've got a Masorah. What's a Masorah? The Ike Bahai, Leke Bahai. The Ike Bahai, Leke Bahai. No, we wouldn't have worried about the Shnei Ketuvim Haba'in Ke'echad Enu Melamdin. Back on. It wouldn't have been a problem for us, Enu Melamdin. But I can't see Ira now. Michael, I can't see Ira. Yeah, I can. Don't touch. I can. Right. So he says, now. So he says, Gemir, Ikebahai. Right, what's that over here? Look at Rashi. It's not really, because the simanim are different. Simanim, when we mentioned four simanim, the simanim in the Ozniya and the simanim in the Peres are different. Right? Hilchach says Rashi, Lav Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Kechanin. There aren't two simanim that are mentioned the same twice. There's no repetition here. Taha mit shtrich shtrichi. We need them each. The ikativ peres, if it's just written ker peres, havamina b'hai siman, who de lo techu, who will say that this siman, I don't know which siman it is, to be honest, but this siman we can't eat. About b'simana de oznia, but with the God's oznia, we'll be able to eat it. Ulach it shtrich oznia, why do we need the oznia? Ve'ikativ oznia, Peres lo atiminei, but Kevin the Travail Trichi, Havamina nei left binahu, the Besivan echad lo techo, Tarakhman Nesher. So now the Gemara says, no, we couldn't, we actually there wouldn't have been, there are different simanim, and now we don't know which siman we're speaking about, so therefore, nei left binahu, the siman, the Besivan echad lo techo, nei left binahu, the Besivan echad lo techo, Katarakhman Nesher. Oh God, I'm so confused this morning. I'm not sure, I even underlined this last Rashi, yeah? It seemed to make so much sense to me. Nobody help me there?
What is the problem?
Well, that's Rashi. Okay, if there's no problem, let's carry on. So now Gemara said, so we said like this. We said, but at a time of Karachman and Nesha, why is it Nesha? Because we would have said it was a Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. But now he's saying it's not Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. Right? If it's not Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad, then we're back to the question all over again, right, of why do we need the Nesha? Am I right? We say, why do we have to have the Nesher? Because it's Nekrim Echad. Now the Gemara says, Michdi. Okay, the Gemara says, Michdi. Now this is a kasha of the Gemara again. Eshrim v'arba ofot tameim hab. There are 24 birds. Okay, sorry. The Gemara says like this, right? So it says like this, that therefore, it's Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. We've just proven now that they aren't Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. Because they're separate, right? So therefore we wouldn't have said that, now the question arises again, why do you need the Nesher? Most like this. Why do you need the Nesher? Michdi Eshri Babu for 20, 24 Tmaim birds. E.F. Shah, says the Gemara, it's impossible that you were able to prove to me that with the Peres and the Oznia themselves, it wasn't a case of Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. But you cannot tell me that in the list of the other 21 birds, or 20, other 23, 22 birds, besides the Peres and the Oznia, that there aren't repetitive simanim. And if there are repetitive simanim there, then we are going to have a case of where the peres and those near Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. And if we're going to have Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad, then we'll have a case of Melamdin. That's what we need the Nesher. Right? You with me? That's what Gemara says now. Michti Eshim Abba Ofot Temeim Habu. E.F. Shah Dechad De'ika Behenech Leike Bahani. It's impossible that isn't a repetition of the simanim. Vahabu lehu Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. And therefore, there will be a case of Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad. And that's why we have to have the Nesher, because we will be able to learn from the simanim of the present Oznia with one siman, is a treifa. And therefore, because it will be a case of animal lamdin, therefore we'd have to have the Nesher. It's almost like it's Gemiri, we've got a Masorah, Esrim Va'arba Ofot Temein Havu, Va'arba Asimanim. And they're four simanim. Now look at the Gemara, says this is unbelievable stuff. If you followed the last two dapim, you saw the Gemara was on the question with Moshe Rabbeinu, a hunter, is he an expert? Where do we know this Masorah of these? And it seems, and that's the amazing thing of the Torah. No one's yet been able to prove that there's anything different we'll be saying over here. There's nothing, there's no other birds that have all these simanim. There's no, that doesn't exist. So they say like this, look at the level of detail. Within those 24, klata, three simanim, Hadrei Bechulu, right? There are three simanim that are very common. Esri mehem shlosha. 20 of them have all three simanim, whichever one they are. Vetrei b'oreh, the oreh has two simanim. And chad b'peres, chad b'oznia. And the peres and oznia each have one. However, listen, to itay baha, later, Baha. The Peres and Oznia, the Siman that the Peres has, the Oznia hasn't got. And the Siman that the Oznia has got, the Peres hasn't got. He's got one Siman, right? So now, Mahu, what would we have thought? What could we think of here? Leilev Mine. You might have thought, now, what do we say? That there are 24 birds, There's simanim that go over it. Now, Leilev Mina, we might be able to learn from them. Katab Rachman and Nesher, we're coming on the Nesher. Nesher, the late late Klal, who the Lord Teichil. That's the bottom line here. The Nesher that's got no simanim, you can eat. Ha ikka de itle chad, acho. If even only got one siman that's a kosher siman, left not on this list of birds, you can eat it. Look at Rashi over here. Michtai kafla offered to man to 24 birds. V'chulu ikka gimel siman etara. They've each got three. They've all got three simanim. Bar merav, except for the orev, right, which is two. V'yefshar dahai de ita bepares later b'chad mehani. So it's impossible that there isn't at least one commonality between the peres and the other birds. And possibly that shouldn't be over there. V'chatav lan trei zimne. And therefore, b'chol chad, t'lo tichle bahu simane, v'hava lehu shtek tvua, v'ayin ke'echad. V'ayin melamdin, we saw that, never been melamdin. L'shar ofur abayin, lefaneinu, t'lo tichle b'chad mehane trei simane, v'kayvan de'ayin melamdin, minatit le'isura, d'istrich neshe. That's why we need the neshe. Okay, we saw that already in the Gemara. Rashi explained it very nicely. And then the Gemara said, t'lata hadru b'chule, there are three simane that are common to all of them. Hashlosha chozrin bekulan. There are three that continue to repeat themselves. Klomar kulan bein min sheyesh lo shlosha. Dahainu eshri midah, 20 of them. Ubein orev, the orev has got two. Oto shtayim me'elu shlosha. He says here, Rashi, the two of the orev are also two that are in, that are common to those other three. So the 20 birds that have got three simanim, the orev's got two of those three. We're still missing the fourth siman, right? So we see that, so we've got 21 birds, the 20 birds plus the Orev, have all got the three simanim. Orev has got two of them, but they all got the three same simanim. And the fourth siman, Eino isn't, be'echad mikol shlosha simanim amunim achozim bahem, is not one of those three simanim, the fourth siman. V'chad mehenach shlosha itay, right? And now one of these three, Iba Peres, Ibosnia, is in the peres all those near, v'harivii yeshlo b'chabero. This is what the Gemara has gone to lengths to prove, that with regard to the peres and the osnia, even though we thought that in the 20 birds there must be commonality, there must be a case of shnei ketuvim aban ke'echad, where it's repeated, Rashi says no. What's the Gemara's proof? That in 20 birds there are three simanim, in the oreo there are two simanim, the two are part of those three. The peres or the osnia, one of them has a siman, which is part of those three as well. And the other one, we're not sure which one it is, has the fourth siman. So now you won't have a case of shnei ketuvim aban ke'echad. You with me? Because the peres has either got its unique fourth siman, which is not repeated anywhere else, or the osnia has got its fourth siman unique, not repeated anywhere else. So you haven't got a case of the peres of the osnia where you've got shnei ketuvim aban ke'echad, and a melamdin. So therefore you would have melamdin. Okay, so now the question begs itself. Okay, so if we could learn from the Peres or the Osnia that with only one Siman, you're already a Trefa, why do we have to have the Nesher? And that's why the Gemara says we have to have the Nesher. Why? The Nesher comes to tell us, not like we thought, that you need other Simanim, but on the contrary, you need zero Simanim to make it into a Trefa, other than the 24 that are listed with Simanim. Any bird which has got at least one Siman, that is not a Temeah, and it's not one of those 24 birds, would be a kosher bird. That's the end of the Gemara here. Nesher deleit leklal hu delo teichol. Ha deika, ha ika deit lechad acho. So the Gemara says, elektorin de katrach rodi labi. So if that's the case. See, if now we've learned, we've come around full circle, like we said at the very beginning, that the Nesher, what's the purpose of the Nesher? The Nesher tells us that zero simani makes it a Temeah. At least one siman, other than that list of 24 birds, would be a kosher. Ask the why I need the Torah. The Torah is all four simanim. What's the Torah teaching me? Because the Torah, the havamina from the Torah was that you have to have all four simanim to be kosher. Now we've seen even one siman, if it's not one of those 24 birds, could be kosher. So what's the Torah teaching me? Ela Torin tekan rachman lameli, amrav ukva bar chama le korban. That's coming to us about a korban. That's different altogether because Rashi there. Since we don't learn anything from the Torah about kosher birds, and if it was for itself, the Torah, we don't need it. Because the Torah, even with one siman, would have been a kosher siman already. That we had to learn about for the korbanot. All other birds, even though they might have siman kosher, they aren't. This one is a kosher one.